Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Board of Supervisors, after hearing a presentation from Eureka City Manager David Tyson, as well as several comments, voted unanimously yesterday supporting a feasibility study on proposed east-to-west rail line running from Humboldt Bay to rail hubs to the east. The study would look at the costs of the tracks, who would pay for it, the engineering involved in building the line, and the impact it would have on private landowners along any proposed route. The feasibility study will not be done or paid for by the county, according to Tyson, and backers of the rail line voice their support for the study. Monday afternoon, 76-year-old Jeanette Carey of Eureka was the driver and only occupant of a 2005 Toyota Highlander while traveling northbound on US 101 south of Steele Road in northern Mendocino County. For reasons still under investigation, the Toyota drove off the east roadway edge down an embankment, colliding into a tree. The Toyota continued down the embankment, colliding into a second tree, and that's where the Toyota came to rest. Carey was transported by air ambulance to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital with major injuries. She was wearing her seatbelt at the time of the collision. DUI is not believed to be a factor. The Garberville area CHP continue their investigation. Another crash, as the California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic fatality, this time a single vehicle collision that claimed the life of 31-year-old Crescent City resident James Pressler. The incident occurred sometime between Sunday night and early Monday morning. CHP reports that Pressler allowed his vehicle to go off the roadway on Forest Service Road N44 near Dinsmore. That vehicle rolled down an embankment nearly 200 feet, and Pressler, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died as a result of his injuries. It's a holiday weekend, and that means the California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period across the state. Every available uniformed officer will be on patrol from Friday through Monday on one of the busiest traffic holidays of the year, Officer Chase Adams commented.
You do have the volume. It's kind of the last big bang of summer, last hurrah, and you'll have people doing the typical routes out to Ruth on 36, out to Trinity on 299. And you will at times see an increase of DUI arrests, just sheer number of DUI drivers in the holiday weekends. If it's Memorial Day, 4th of July weekend, Labor Day, what have you, there's a pattern when you do see more during holiday weekends. People have more time off, maybe judgment issues about when they wouldn't usually get behind a wheel with anything to drink, and So I'd say you do see a general increase.
Adams went on to say that impairment while driving doesn't mean falling down drunk.
Even if you're technically at or below the legal limit, you're not falling off your feet drunk. It's still, in my experience in investigating in not only DUI traffic enforcement stops and arrests, but DUI traffic collisions where people actually do crash. There are plenty of times when you're at or below the legal limit, impairment can still be shown to some level.
Over the Labor Day weekend last year, 29 people died in traffic collisions across the state. More than 1,500 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI. More KINS News, it's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The city of Eureka will be performing road work along Truesdale, west of railroad tracks, tomorrow. There will be one-way controlled traffic and no parking along the section of Truesdale during construction. Pedestrian and vehicular traffic will be accommodated to access private property. Please drive carefully in the vicinity of this and all the work zones. The Conservation Corps in Fortuna has a new center director, and he's got plenty of experience working on Humboldt County crews. Larry Nothus was named to the director's position in July. He replaces Michelle Rankin, who accepted a position with the Corps in Sacramento. Nothus began his career on the Corps crew in WIA in 1988 and has also served the Corps in Australia and Pakistan, New Orleans, following Hurricane Katrina, and takes over leadership of young members who perform natural habitat restoration, state trails, and firefighting. With KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.